This is chapter 9. Okay. Let's see here. This is chapter 9. It has a marker on verse 19. Is that?
Verse 20.
Verse 20?
Yeah.
Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Yam
Manyase
Matuleyam. Yam manase matuleyam.
Yam manase matuleyam.
Priyam.
Priyam.
Mitram.
Mitram.
Suritamam.
Suritamam.
Priyam nityam suritamam.
Priyam mitram suritamam.
Akarod.
Akarod.
Sachivan.
Sachivan.
Datam.
Datam.
I'm sorry, dutam.
Dutam.
Akaro sachivam dutam.
Akaro sachivam dutam.
Sarida.
Sarida.
Ata.
Ata.
Saratim.
Saratim.
Sarida ata saratim.
Sarida ata saratim.
Yamanyase matuleyam. Priyam mitram suritamam.
Priyam mitram suritamam.
Akaro sachivandutam.
Akaro sachivandutam.
Sarida ata saritim.
Sarida ata saritim.
Yam manase matuleyam.
Yam manase matuleyam.
Priyam mitram suritamam.
Priyam
Akaro sachivandutam.
Akaro sachivandutam.
Sarida ata saritim.
Sarida ata saritim.
Yammanyase matuleyam.
Yammanyase matuleyam.
Priyam mitram suhrutam.
Priyam mitram suhrutam.
Akaro sachivam bhutam.
Akaro sachivam bhutam.
Yam manyase matuleyam.
Yam manyase matuleyam.
Priyam mitram suritatam.
Priyam mitram suritatam.
Akaro sachivam dutam.
Akaro sachivam dutam.
Soridad ata saratim.
Soridad ata saratim.
Yammanyase matuleyam.
Yammanyase matuleyam.
Priyam mitram suhritamam.
Priyam mitram suhritamam.
Akaroh sachivam dutam.
Akaroh sachivam dutam.
Sahidat saratim.
Sahidat saratim.
Yammanyase matuleyam.
Yammanyase matuleyam.
Priyam mitram
suritamam.
Akaroho sachivam dutam.
Akaroho sachivam dutam. Saurudadata saradim.
Yam manyase matuleyam.
Yam manyase matuleyam.
Priyam mitram suritamam.
Priyam mitram suritamam.
Akaroho sachivam dutam.
Akaroho sachivam dutam.
Yam,
yam,
the person,
manyase,
you think.
Matuleyam,
maternal cousin,
priyam,
very dear,
mitram,
friend, suryatamam. Ardent well-wisher.
Ardent well-wisher.
Akaro.
Akaro.
executed.
Executed.
Sachivan.
Sachivan.
Counsel.
Counsel.
Dutam.
Dutam.
Messenger.
Messenger.
Saridat.
Saridat.
By goodwill.
By goodwill.
Ata.
Ata.
Thereupon.
Thereupon.
Saratim.
Saratim.
Charioteer.
Charioteer.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. O King, that personality whom, out of ignorance only, you thought to be your maternal cousin, your very dear friend, well-wisher, counselor, messenger, benefactor, etc., is that very personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Purport. Lord Sri Krishna, although acting as the cousin, brother, friend, well-wisher, counselor, messenger, benefactor, etc. of the Pandavas, was still the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Out of His causeless mercy and favor upon His unalloyed devotees, He performs all kinds of service. But that does not mean that He has changed His position as the Absolute Person. To think of Him as an ordinary man is the grossest type of ignorance. So, before we speak something, we'll say the prayers to the Vaishnava Acharyas and ask for their blessings. So this starts on page 10. Of your songbook. Om Agnanata Mirandasha Gananjana Salakaya Chaksurunitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Adamayam Date Svavalambhayam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajevam Sadvaitam Sadvaidutam Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shri Makte Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschatvede Satarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimake Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamane Shri Varshavanavi Devi Dayataya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Pabave Namaha Majuro Jvala Primadya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namastute
Namaste
Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupamuga Virudapa Sinanta Dvantaharine Namo Gauri Kishoraya Sakshadaya Yamuktaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambojayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchirananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Virayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumastha Nirdeshta Sajana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vanchakapa Tirubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Vaishnavevyo namo namaha namo mahavaranaya krishna prema vidayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namane gaur krishna namaha
Panchatattvamakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataya Bhaktyakam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Suruto Pango Malamandam Tegati Masaivasva Purambhoja Radha Madana Mohana Divya Vrindaranya Kapadur Madhya Srimad Ratnaga Simasanasto Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Krishtadevi Sevya Manasmarami Shri Mahasaya Savami Vamsi Vata Tatasita Tarsham Venu Sune Gopi Gopinata Shrestuna Tata Kanchana Gaurangi Rade Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindai Tosi Devai Priyai Keshava Shicha Devi Satya Bhatya Namo Namaha Shri Nasimha Jai Nasimha Jai Jai Nasimha Pradesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Vringa Shri Krishna Chaita Kavunichyananda Shri Advaita Gadana Shivasadi Onabhakta Vringa Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
These next prayers you chant after Guru Puja, right?
No, actually we chant.
You chant them now?
Yeah.
Okay. You're chanting some other prayers after Guru Puja besides these?
After Guru Puja.
Oh, yeah. After Guru Puja.
Just before
the prasad. Okay. Okay, so let's continue on. I don't know these very well. Okay. How does it go? Mat samo nasti papadma nara pradi chakraschana pare hare pilajaname kim bruve purushottama yugati nanyatayuni yunacharya gavarkata Shrestham manum api sachi putram Shri Rupam tashvayam Urimutam yostavam Radhatam yunagiri varanam Varahinamasam Prakto yasarapita akasyam Sadi gurutam zanavasam Adhanavanyasramadate Idam yache punakuna Shriman Rupa Padamboja Rajavam Samaroye Vare Antayana Dhyadavam Haridasa Vira Yarama Krishna Charana Sparshaka Namodara Manana Tati Sarahosa Vagana Vira Nice. Yeah. I'm not either. Let's see. Oops. Okay. I'm starting with the first one. O Purushottama, there is no sinful person or offender who is equal to me. How can I describe my shame? Just as the minds of young ladies take pleasure in a young man, and the minds of young men take pleasure in a young woman, kindly let my mind take pleasure in you alone. Just as the ground is the only support for those whose feet have slipped, so also you alone are the only shelter, even for those who have committed offenses to you. O Srimati Radharani, the dearest of Lord Govinda, this is always my request to you. Please let Lord Govinda, along with yourself, consider me to be one of your assistants. O Srimati Radharani, O Queen of Vrindavan, you are a river flowing with the nectar of mercy. Please be kind upon me and give me a little service at your lotus feet. I repeatedly offer my respects to the dust from the feet of the woman of Nanda Maharaja's cowherd village. When these gopis loudly chant the glories of Sri Krishna, the vibration purifies the three worlds. I bow down to the beautiful lotus feet of my spiritual master, by whose causeless mercy I have obtained the supreme holy name, the divine mantra, the service of the son of Sachimata, the association of Srila Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, and his older brother Sanatan Goswami, the supreme abode of Mathura, the blissful abode of Vrindavan, the divine Radha Kund and Govardhan Hill, and the desire within my heart for the loving service of Sri Radhika and Madhva in Vrindavan. From the Mangalacharana of Sri Mukta Charam by Raghunath Das Goswami. Taking a blade of grass between my teeth, I repeatedly beg that birth after birth I may obtain the dust of Srila Rupa Goswami's lotus feet. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's Sri Dandakeli Chintamani. Of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. O my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, along with their cows and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities, water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respect to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. From Srimad Bhagavatam 10:21-18, spoken by the gopis when Lord Krishna and Balaram entered the forest in the autumn. Oh, nice. We're learning so much here. I can't keep up. So, back to the verse here in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, Passing Away of Bhishma Dev. We read text 20. Yam man yase matul yenyam priyam mitram suhitamam akuro sachivan dutam Saurida ata saratim. O king, that personality whom, out of ignorance only, you thought to be your maternal cousin, your very dear friend, well-wisher, counselor, messenger, benefactor, etc., is the very personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. So who's speaking here? Bhishma Dev. And who's he speaking to? Yudhishthira. Always like to ask this question. And when I first started reading Srimad Bhagavatam, well, even still, I get very confused who's speaking to who and when. So there are many speakers relating the stories of other speakers. So originally, I think Sukadev is speaking to, at this point, to Maharaj Brihad. Okay, so Bhishma Dev is speaking to Yudhisthira, and he's saying, you know, you really don't know who Krishna is. I think in the previous verse, he was saying that most people don't know who Krishna is. And he's saying, O King, Lord Shiva, Narada, the sage amongst the demigods, and Kapila, the incarnation of Godhead, all know very confidentially about his glories through direct contact. So Bhishma is talking about those that he's confident know who Lord Krishna is. And so we refer to these exalted personalities as the Mahajans. So there's a verse, I think it's in the sixth canto or the fifth canto, where Yamaraj mentions the Mahajans, because the Yamadutas also, the Yamadutas, they were also confused about, you know, who knows God, who knows religion, and then so they're asking Yamaraj, you know, is it just a matter of an opinion, or is there some authority? You know, ultimately, you know, God makes religion. And there are certain authorities who know God, so then he mentions the Mahajans. I think that verse is... does anyone know that verse? I think we looked it up. It's the fifth or sixth canto. There's, how many Mahajans are there?
12.
12, right? Does anyone know the verse off the top of your head?
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, let it rip. Oh, very good, thank you. So Swayambhu, who's that referring to? So that's how the verse starts. Swayambhu is who? Isn't it Manu? Oh, Swayambhu. Narada. Mm-hmm. Who's got the verse? 229. Okay. Okay, Swayambhur Narada Sambhu Kamaram Kapilo Manu Prahlado Janako Bhishmo Balir Vyasaktir Vayam. So Vyasaki is, who's that? Sukadeva Goswami. Okay. So Lord Brahma, Bhagavan Narada, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Lord Kapila, Swayambhuva, Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka Maharaj, Grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, and myself know the real religious principles. So Yamaraj is also a Mahajan. And Swayambhu Manu, is he the current Manu right now? Vaivashvata. So there are how many? There's 14 Manus in one day of Brahma. Vaivashvata is, I think, number 7. So it's like noontime in the day of Brahma. And in this Manu, in this day of, in this particular time is when Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya incarnate personally. So Swayambhu is the first Manu in the day of Brahma. Swayambhuva. And so these, Bhishma is saying that all of these people, they know who the personality of Godhead is, and they actually know religious principles. And then he's saying, but you may not, Yudhisthira. I know that these people do. But actually Krishna is here. He was here as your friend, as your well-wisher, as your messenger, as your counselor, as your benefactor. But you didn't recognize him as the personality of Godhead, even though he was here right before you. Now there's a similar description in the 10th canto where it's described that when Krishna and Balaram entered the arena of Kamsa, he's describing that not everybody saw Krishna. Some people saw just a very beautiful boy. Some people saw a demigod. Some people saw the personality of Godhead. And so according to one's vision and qualification, really, and relationship, people could recognize Krishna or not recognize Krishna, even though he was personally present, fully manifested. And of course, we understand that the Yudhisthira and Krishna's personal associates, they don't see Krishna as the personality of Godhead out of extreme ecstasy or love for the Lord. So they're under a certain kind of maya, but it's not the material maya. It's the yoga maya energy. So maha maya is considered the material energy, that kind of ignorance where the soul forgets himself and his relationship with God. But in the yoga maya energy, where the souls are actually in Vaikuntha, they're aware that Vishnu is the personality of Godhead. But in Goloka, the devotees there, so that they can experience a personal relationship with the Lord in friendship or as a parent, as a mother, as a father, as a friend, they have to forget the Lord is God, otherwise there's... So that's called the sweet relationship with the Lord, the Madhurya, where there's sweetness. And then the opposite, when one is seeing God in his greatness, that's called an Aishwarya rasa. So Yudhisthira, he has this rasa, so he's playing the part of a conditioned soul, but he's aware that Krishna is the personality of Godhead, but at the same time he forgets that, and just like Arjuna does in other. So that's what's being pointed out here, is that Bhishma, you know, he's trying to console Yudhisthira because he doesn't feel like going on right now. He's depressed and he's feeling responsible for everyone who died on his behalf in the Battle of Kurukshetra. And Bhishma Dev, he's pointing out that Krishna is the personality of Godhead and that he acted as your... I like some of these points that he brings out, that first he appears as his maternal cousin. So how is it that Krishna and Yudhisthira are related to each other from a bodily point of view? Let's use the microphone. So, because there are people in the kitchen, huh? Okay.
So Vasudeva's sister is Kunti.
Okay.
So Kunti's son is Yudhisthira.
Uh-huh. And
Krishna is son of Vasudeva.
Uh-huh.
So Kunti will become aunt for Krishna. So aunt's son is nothing but cousin.
So it makes them cousins.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So he played the part of a cousin. Now he also played the part of a dear friend. These are interesting Sanskrit terms, because we have mitram and suritama. So mitra means friend, and suritama means ardent well-wisher. It's like really intense friend. And I was listening to Prabhupada talk about these two different words in relationship to a Bhagavad Gita sloka. There's a Bhagavad Gita sloka where Krishna is described as the Surit. Huh? Shout it out. So Bhaktaram Yagnatapasam Sarva Loka Maheswaram Surit. Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyanfamam Shantam Ritani. So it means that Krishna is our supreme friend or ardent well-wisher, meaning he's intensely concerned about us. You know, no matter what we do. Like, wouldn't you say an ardent friend is your friend no matter what? How many people do you know that you can trust that they'll never reject you? They'll love you no matter what you do. How many of those people do you know in your life? Not too many, huh? So it's very significant to think that Krishna is in our heart, and no matter what we've done, he still loves us. And he wants the absolute best for us. Just thinking like that, doesn't that make you feel a little peaceful? Bhaktaram Yagnatapasam Sarvaloka Mahasaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyanfamam Shantam Ritati. So one who has this awareness that God is in the heart and he's my dear friend, he can actually feel peaceful. Don't we feel peaceful, don't we feel good when we have people there backing us up, some support, right? Generally, we think maybe our mother's like that, if we're fortunate, maybe. Actually, my mother was like that to me. I used to do some pretty bad things in the neighborhood. I was a real rascal. And I used to tease the girls and do all kinds of bad things. And I remember one time, I think I took a water balloon. And I climbed up on top of the roof of our house, and I dropped it on one of the neighborhood girls' heads. And it broke, and she got all wet, and she ran home, and she told her mother, right? So her mother came charging over to my house to tell my mother what I'd done. And I told my mother, you know, I didn't do that. I was lying. And my mother, she believed me and she supported me, you know. This is probably not a good example. But, you know, she had that kind of faith, that kind of love that my son couldn't do something wrong like this. And Mother Jasoda, she used to do the same thing for Krishna, right? Krishna used to pester all the neighborhood girls, and the mothers would get uptight, and they would get angry, and they would go to Krishna's mother and say, you know, Krishna's doing this, Krishna's doing that, but Jasoda would always support Krishna. There was one time where she decided to punish him, but that was a different situation. But generally, when people would complain about Krishna, she wouldn't believe it. She would support him. So that's Sarit, you know, someone who's your ardent supporter. And so Krishna was that kind of supporter to Yudhisthira. But we should also realize that Krishna is Samoham Sarvabhuteshu, Name Dvesto Shtinapriyaha, Yevijanti Tamam Bhaktya, Me Te Teshu Chapyaham. He is equal to everyone. He loves all souls, but he treats them accordingly. And he says that one who's a friend to me, then I'm a friend to him. So he's impartial. And we shouldn't think that, you know, Krishna loves Yudhisthira, but he doesn't love me. Because he's also supporting us through thick and thin. And he even knows what will make us happy more than we do. There's a verse in the, I think it's the 12th, it's the 11th canto, it's describing the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. It says, Deyam sada paribhava gyam abhista doham tirtaspadam shiva rinchi nunam saranyam prajartiham pranatapala vavabdipotam vande mahapurushas che charanada vrindam. So, deyam sada paribhava gyam abhishta doham. Abhishta doham means that he satisfies one's innermost heart's desire. Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet has that, his feet are that powerful, that merciful, that kind. Did anyone find the number here?
Yes, it's on page 271.
271. Thank you. 271. Yes, this is a description by one of the Navi Yogendras. It's actually a prophesizing the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya. So this happened, this prophecy was given 5,000 years ago in Srimad Bhagavatam, and Lord Chaitanya only appeared 500 years ago. So these are two very significant verses describing. So here it says, Deyam Sada, to be fixed, meditated upon. Sada means always. So one can always meditate on the feet of Lord Chaitanya. Paribhava, insults of material existence. Gyam, destroys. So he destroys his lotus feet. Meditating on his lotus feet destroys all suffering. Abhishta means true desire of the soul. Gee, what is our true desire? Can you imagine? What is our true desire is to be with Krishna in a particular way, to be with God in a particular way. It may not even be in the form of Krishna. But somehow we've found our way, you know, to this path. There's some significance in that. You know, that when one enters a path of religion, there's something deeper going on besides our knowing or how much we know. You know, mostly we're thinking we've picked a particular religion because of our psychological needs or the environment that we've grown up in. These are all true. Or we reject God according evenly to the type of maya that, you know, Krishna says that those who are atheistic, they become attracted to particular atheistic views. But when we come to God through faith, it's not by our own doing. We're given mercy and we're directed on a particular path and we're cultivating that. So we have our innermost desire to be with God in a particular way. And He knows what our innermost desire is, even though consciously we may not know at this time. And He's helping us to fulfill that desire. And Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet can give that kind of benediction. They fulfill the innermost heart's desire of the Lord. Not all of Lord Chaitanya's devotees were desiring God in the form of Lord Chaitanya. Some of his intimate devotees were actually devotees of Lord Ramachandra. I'm thinking of Murari Gupta for one. Lord Chaitanya was fulfilling that innermost desire. So many people can take shelter of Lord Chaitanya and his lotus feet, and their innermost heart desire for God will be fulfilled, or whatever that is. So when we take up the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and we take the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by this process our innermost heart desire will be fulfilled. And that's because he's the Surit. He's there within the heart and he knows what we need to be happy. And what we need is God in a particular way. Because just like we were talking about together, you know, in the early we were talking about the Brahma Samhita verse describing the spiritual and the material worlds and how the soul falls here into this material world and how he's let back into the spiritual world by the mercy of Lord of God's loving consort, Srimati Radharani, and that she's the source of all love and devotion. And so we all have a particular love and devotion for the Lord by the Lord's will. Because the Lord is one, but he expands himself into many in order to enjoy love. So Krishna, he wants to enjoy our affection in a particular way. And it just so happens that when we have that kind of affection for the Lord, then we're the most happy. And so by devotion, as it's described at the end of the Brahma Samhita, that by following the scriptures, by theistic conduct, by perseverance and practice, and by the mercy of the Lord through his pure devotees, this innermost desire that we have in our heart gradually becomes fulfilled. So Yudhisthira, his desire is already, his innermost desire is being fulfilled, and he's in this pastime with Lord Krishna and playing the part of the cousin. And Bhishma Dev, he knows all of this because he's one of the Mahajans. And there's 12 Mahajans, and they know the Supreme Lord, and they understand the intricacies of devotional service. And so we follow their authority. We follow in their footsteps, their path. And so this isn't the path of speculation. This isn't the ascending path by our powers of our own intellect or by observation that we can come up to this point. We can come up maybe to the level of understanding we're not our body and what is Brahman, which is helpful to understand, you know, what is also the Supreme Lord. But to enter in, to have this love awakened within our heart is by divine grace, by mercy. And Bhishma Dev knows that. And he's trying to pacify Yudhisthira now. So, it's after 10. Are there any comments or questions?
I just have a question on what is the... the position of Ram as, what did Krishna say Ram was?
Oh, Ram is in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So you can read about Ramachandra in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So there's, in the first canto, there's a number of times where the incarnations are described in the Bhagavatam. The first canto, I think even in the second canto, it comes up again and again. Ram is always mentioned. He's mentioned as the 26th, I think, incarnation. We probably have, I think it's in the third canto. Maybe I have it right here. Anyway, he and Lord Chaitanya and Krishna are considered personal manifestations, where they have their own abodes, special abodes in the spiritual world. And other incarnations generally are coming from Mahavishnu. But they're all eternal, and there's unlimited forms of God and Vishnu planets where the devotees have relationships. So Ram has an eternal spiritual planet, and the devotees there have a particular relationship and rasa with him. And this is described in the Bhagavatam, and it's also described, Lord Rama's details about his incarnation were described in the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Some other comment? Or?
Lord Ram was incarnation of Vasudeva. So Vasudeva, Prajumna, Sankarsana, Aniruddha. So Vasudeva expansion is Ramachandra. The same way Ramachandra as Lakshman, Bharatakrishna, those four are expansion of Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Prajumna, Aniruddha. That Vasudeva is the expansion of Balarama. The Balarama is expansion of Krishna. Same way Lord Ramachandra is expansion of Vasudeva.
Thank you. And where is that?
It is in the Bhagavatam.
I think there's one story also in Bhagavatam where Krishna is walking through the forest and thousands of sages are there.
Hold on a second.
I exactly don't know how the story goes, but there's one story in Bhagavatam which is happening in Kavya one when Krishna was passing by and the sages were meditating there. And when they saw Krishna's form, they were so attracted to him that he said that, okay, I will come as a...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But I can read that.
He's also... These expansions, as I understand, are also considered to be plenary expansions of the Lord.
Hmm.
Supposedly it is from his internal potency that they are expanded. And a distinction is made with the living entities who are coming from his marginal energy.
Right.
So Rama cannot be equated with just a living entity, because it's a plenary expansion.
Yeah. It's one candle lights other candles. Just like the Brahma Samhita verse.
Ramadi Mukti
Shuddha. I guess my question was more how does here we are devotees of Krishna specifically. I mean, we do direct some devotion to others too, but Krishna is mostly the center of our affection. How does Rama Bhakti compare to Krishna Bhakti is what I wanted to ask.
Oh, nice question. Well, that's where we get into the Madhurya Ras compared to the Aishwarya. So, and just like Bharat Prabhu was saying, how Ram expands from the Chaturvyuha of Vasudeva. So those are Vaikuntha planets where the relationships are in awe and veneration and in servitude. And they don't generally have friendly relationships with Rama or, as mother and father. There are a few devotees like that. But in Krishna Loka, many, many devotees are his friends. Many, many feel like they're his aunt or his uncle, and they have these more intimate relationships with the Lord.
I think I understood the question. I think he's want to see if Rama is different than Krishna because I have so many different gods. I think what's the answer? Rama is Krishna, the same Krishna, is not different. You know, when Krishna does smart theories, he have different incarnation. Like for example, Vishnu is Krishna going to work. You know, Krishna doesn't need to work, so he wants to do some activities, and then he comes as Vishnu. And Rama came to show our ideal ruler, like ideal king. So Krishna comes. So but Krishna and Rama is the same. So when we see Vishnu, Krishna is the same. So there's no difference between Krishna and Rama. So that's why we worship Krishna the same way we worship Rama. But because the Rasa have a little different mellow love for each other, but it's the same Krishna. Is that your question?
Yeah, more or less.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. So now we'll have Guru Puja, and then you'll be chanting the new prayers of Govardhan. I can't stay. I have to leave. But, thank you for today.